You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I am joined by Tim Miller and Will Sommer. It's your favorite trio. This is a Bulwark Take production. So, you know, subscribe to that feed. We're going to get into the habit of saying it's Bulwark Takes. I was told that we should do that. You know, it's
important. Yeah, and subscribe. We wouldn't have to do that if you people would just subscribe, okay? Subscribe, yeah, comment, tell your friends.
I appreciate that. Never have I been more nervous about a Bulwark Takes than this one. This has such high potential to go off the rails in multiple directions, including legal ones. So I'm going to play the role of, you know, organizer here, and I'm going to let these two fellas cook. Yeah, this is about Benny Johnson and Milo Yiannopoulos. They appear to be tiffing over the weekend. Will, as the person who swims in these waters most, what is going on?
Sure. So Benny Johnson, you know, very prominent right-wing podcaster. He's been dogged, I would say, for years by accusations that I would say are unfounded, at least publicly, that he's gay. And Milo Yiannopoulos, kind of longtime right-wing provocateur. Well, we'll get to that, Tim.
We made it a minute.
Unfounded. I was with you. The word unfounded felt a little far. Then, you know, maybe okay. You could say disputed.
Let's say disputed.
Maybe unfounded.
And so Milo Yiannopoulos, kind of longtime right-wing provocateur, he goes on Tim Pool's show and really goes on the offensive and says, you know, we all know these stories. Everyone in the conservative world knows these stories about Benny being gay and hooking up with guys. This is important because Benny has really positioned himself as like a very traditional family man. He has a bunch of kids. He's married to a woman. And now it's gotten to the point where Benny is threatening to get revenge in the legal arena.
I should just add on to that really quick. Traditional family man is important because he has positioned himself like in the trad sense. Like I've watched speeches at TPUSA where he talks about traditional family, get a wife, get a piece of land, get children. You know, not like I'm also a family man. I have a family, but that, mm-hmm. I don't know that that counts in his view. I think that's an important way to you know, it's important.
And I think that was Milo kept pointing. I think Milo pointed out that he keeps posting pictures of his family. He's very public about it. But I guess before I turn it over to Tim about this stuff, the only thing that has been kind of unanswered to me, Will, is just why now? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, I believe Milo has brought this issue up in the past, but I mean, I think we can see this as part of a broader attack on kind of like the ramparts of establishment conservatism. We can look at Candace Owens' conspiracy theories about Turning Point USA. We can look at, you know, the rise of Nick Fuentes. And Milo is, I don't think this is as big a deal as those other things, but Milo's kind of like putting his little ladder up on the castle and trying to climb up. I mean, he sees Benny correctly as kind of like part of the Turning Point USA operation broadly.
Yeah. Before getting to the prurient stuff, this is important about why this matters in this broader crack up that we're seeing on the MAGA right. And you can think about it, I think, more as, you know, there's kind of a couple of factions. There's like a traditional, I don't think there's any old establishment anymore, but there's like a MAGA establishment, which is like people that have traditional Republican views that have Donald Trump, you know, kind of, you know, an artifice, like a Trumpian orange artifice on top of their traditional Republican views. Ben Shapiro would fit that category. Then you have kind of like the MAGA establishment, which was basically Charlie Kirk was representing that, like more MAGA views, you know, departing from the net true conservatism on a variety of issues, particularly foreign policy and Israel. You know, and then you have kind of this outsider group that is trying to argue that they are the real MAGA, right? That they represent the real MAGA establishment. And that is what this fight is about, like the Kirk legacy, where you will have, you know, Milo is on with Tucker. You have the Milo, Tucker, Candace crowd, you know, arguing their view. And I think Benny, in his way, having been, you know, working with Charlie and having always speaking at Charlie's events and being the brains behind, so this is maybe something to think about, the stagecraft. At yeah. the TPUSA events, yeah. He was very big on stagecraft.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing, just pointing that out. And so he is, I think that is, when you say why now, right? Like that is part, like this ongoing broad fight over the Kirk legacy and who represents the MAGA establishment. Benny is in that more traditional side.
And he's got 4 million followers.
Huge audience.
I'll just note, like, so I think it's worth just sort of going over how this all started again, because basically Milo's going on Tim Pool's podcast, and well, correct me if I get anything wrong, says Benny's always posting pictures about his children. And
should we just
knows.
Watch the video?
Yeah, watch the video.
One of the most distinctive things about the right wing in this country is its homosexual overtones. Benny Johnson posts pictures of his children every 2 days. It's weird. And everybody knows what went on with Benny Johnson in those lobbies and in those hotel rooms at SAS. Everybody knows.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Men, younger men, not underage. At least I don't know that. His His wife was crying drunk in the lobby 3 SASs in a row about how her husband was upstairs with boys.
Come on.
But go ask her.
Come on.
Go ask her.
Come on, Milo.
Go ask her.
Milo, aren't you ever scared of getting sued? You say I'm sitting here like, yeah, I am humbled by the lore and your ability.
The audacity.
There's no teapots in this room right now to express how I feel.
George, I have said these things about people for 20 years and never once in my career been sued. I've issued 3 corrections in my entire journalistic career because I get my facts right and people know that they do not want to go through discovery.
Actually, I want to say this.
I've never been sued for anything I've ever said about anyone.
The one thing I can... I need to say this.
Because I'm right.
So what stands out to me here is that George Santos...
is there.
George Santos being the voice of reason... telling and saying, hey, Milo, aren't you afraid of getting sued? George Santos recently pardoned George Santos, saying, hey, buddy, you might want to, I don't know, take it a little bit easy on the libel. I can't with George Santos. Tim, you have some thoughts about adding people in general that I know you want to get into. What did you make of that?
Yeah, well, I made a couple of things. Milo feels like he's on sturdy turf.
Allegedly outing. Allegedly.
Milo feels like he's on sturdy turf. So we'll just start there. He did not seem at all concerned about the legal threats or the legal concerns. I think that's one thing I took. I'm going to get into just kind of setting the table, because even I get sometimes a little bit uncomfortable, particularly when I see like liberal straights very excited about outing conservative gays. Like sometimes they're a little too excited for my taste. And I'm like, okay, guys, all right. I think maybe we can, you know, show a little bit more judgment here. Because I think it isn't as cut and dry as it always is. I'm not going to get Sam uncomfortable and blushing talking about sexuality, but it's very possible that people can have gay urges and act on them at times and also have happy heterosexual families. And that's fine. And I think when you put yourself in the role of God and start saying, oh, I'm going to decide who and what needs to be revealed about other people's lives, that makes me uncomfortable at times. I think that there are obviously exceptions to that. You know, you have a pastor out there that's doing gay stuff while doing conversion therapies. You know, we could go down the whole list. I think that there are various...
What else is on your list?
Judgment call. Well, I think in the case of Benny, I wouldn't call it outing, I guess. I mean, Benny tweeted himself a picture of a website he was on that included gay cruise advertisements, and he was using this to pretend to be outraged on behalf of the people who care about traditional values, saying that why is this smut on my computer, not realizing that those ads are targeted to people that search for such matters. My guess is that, Sam, you've never had a gay cruise ad delivered to you.
You know, if I have, so be it. I don't really
exactly
care,
sure.
I have not. Yeah.
Anyway, there are also, you know, again, the other pieces of evidence that Milo put forth, including among this. Again, this is not me outing him. This is just saying Saeed Jones.
Allegedly outing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Over at the Vibe Check podcast, Saeed Jones said that he kissed Benny Johnson in the dressing room at the BuzzFeed holiday party in 2013. I would say, to defend Saeed's honor, that he writes it haunts him to this day. Okay. I mean, again, that's a guy saying that. And then we can go through what Milo said. The point is that, like in this case, there's a long documented list of things that Benny's been well aware of while he's been positioning himself as, like, the representative of trad values to the youth. And, like, you know, what goes around comes around on that kind of stuff.
Can I ask you a question? Bulwark Takes is sponsored by Calm. There's a lot out there telling us how to be better. Be a better parent, a better partner, a better worker, better version of yourself. It's honestly exhausting. When I need to hit pause and reset, Calm is the tool I reach to release that stress and find a space to breathe, even on the busiest days. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation. It's here to help you feel better. If you're feeling like you could use some support navigating life's ups and downs, get the relief you need with Calm Sessions. They include guided meditations to help you work through anxiety and stress and boost your focus, to build healthier habits, and to take better care of your physical health. Or sleep stories, sleep meditations, and calming music to help you drift off to restfulness. Grounding exercises to help you reset and relax when you're feeling overwhelmed, and so much more. Calm has over 2 million five-star reviews and can help you stress less, help you sleep more, help you live mindfully. Calm your mind. Change your life. Calm has an exclusive offer just for listeners of our show. Get 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/bulwarktakes. It's an amazing value, folks. Go to calm.com/bulwarktakes for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. calm.com/bulwarktakes. And tell Calm you heard about them from me. Let's say Benny responds and Benny's wife responds and they say, you know, they're going to sue. We'll see if that comes to fruition. Benny also said Tim Pool called him and apologized for, I guess, platforming Milo. What if, like, tomorrow Benny were to come out and be like, you know what? I am bisexual. Like, would there be, I'm not saying he is, I'm just not, but what would be the actual reaction, do you think,
in the movie? It would be negative? Very negative, yes. I mean, okay. Benny is really, and Tim was getting to this point, is, I mean, Benny is kind of positioning himself as, like, one of the heirs of Charlie Kirk. I mean, he is really up there in terms of influence and power and audience. Mm-hmm. And for him to come out and say, you know, well, yeah, maybe I hooked up with these guys. I mean, I think it would definitely sort of change his trajectory on the right. I mean, I think you can look at guys who are, you know, out right-wing influencers. And typically there are people like Rob Smith, who just went to Qatar, you know, much more marginal figures than someone like Benny, who, you know, as we talked about, has really made his family like a huge part of his identity as a commentator.
And Christianity, traditional Christian values. Look, I every year I've gone, I'm skipping it this year for mental health purposes, maybe back in 2026. I don't think I can do it this year. Did I not told you that?
You haven't told me that.
It's
I'm
just
sad.
A lot. I don't know. Right. Flying to Phoenix, the Charlie Kirk. We'll talk about it.
That's
offline.
A lot. Yeah,
anyway, right. I've been skipping it. I think I'm going to skip it this year, but I've been going for several years now. And it's not just like, you know, paying lip service to, it's not just like the trolling, which he does, of gays and of, you know, people who present their gender differently or people of different types of families. He does all of that kind of trolling, and he did. I mean, in his speech, I think a year or two ago, I don't even remember who was the, there was a Biden had somebody that worked in the administration that was trans, that was stealing luggage, Sam something.
Yeah.
Anyway, like his whole speech was just making fun of that guy. Like, it was just a series of, insulting other people is a key part of it, of his deal. But also, like, they did a lot with, like, Christian fellowship and traditional Christian fellowship and gathering with the guy. So I, to your point about, like, could it hurt? I'm like, could you exist as a gay influencer on the MAGA right? Like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned George Santos. You mentioned Rob Smith. Like, you can exist. But I mean, Benny,
Milo and George Santos were both on the podcast.
Yeah, but I mean, Milo was has been ostracized to the, you know, to the total outskirts of this thing. And at the position where he is, at the amount of money that he's bringing in, and the way in which that they have like intermingled the traditional Christian evangelical organizations with their political organization,
right.
I think it would be very challenging for him. And so that's one element to consider. And also, you just look at this poster, he's pushing it back. He's like, we're happy, they're miserable. And it's like, I look at that and I'm like, maybe he's happy. He might be happy. I don't know. I guess, as I said, you can maybe have a happy family and also have other sexual ideas. But like they're miserable. Like this is core to what he's saying, right? Like that the people that are not doing it in the traditional man, woman, child, we, you know, have a home in the farm country. The people who aren't doing it that traditional 1950s way are miserable and wrong and bad. And, you know, it's hard to kind of make that argument when you're palling around at the TPUSA conference.
Palling around. He did say demon possession is real, man. Christians speak out against demons. So I think he does have fairly
Can we read
views.
Some of Milo's tweet responding to the alleged
Yeah, go for threat? It.
Because for I think it. That I think Milo, you never want to hand it to Milo. I'm going to start this by saying that Milo is a serial liar and provocateur.
Yeah.
And yet, it also does not look like somebody who is scared that much about legal action. The people who have poured money into making you a big deal are about to lose their entire investment if you sue me. He continues, I know more about your marriage than you think I do, and I have evidence and I have witnesses. I know who to subpoena. I know what questions to ask about nocturnal liaisons dangereuses with chaps in assless chaps being caught in flagrante delicto at conferences attended by students. No, and then he goes on to apologize to Benny's wife for telling her that she looks old and looks twice her age. And nice. Then goes on to talk about how she was crying and he feels bad for her because she was crying several times. And Benny,
sorry, what does infrante delicto mean?
In flagrante delicto.
What does it mean?
You never heard of that?
No. Delicious.
Never heard of
flagrante.
That means okay. You were caught, you know, in the act.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll put that into my copy more often. All right. Well, that's a great way to end this.
Can I just make one more point?
Sure. Please.
After the Charlie Kirk assassination, Benny Johnson was talking a lot about how Charlie saved him from what Benny described as degeneracy. Now, Benny talked a lot about, in part, drinking too much, and I guess being an alcoholic, essentially, is how he described it. But he also just kind of described degeneracy more broadly. Now, typically on the right, when people are talking about degeneracy, they typically mean of a sexual variety. He didn't really get into it, but, you know, it's just sort of one more bit of that's floating out there, I think, when people on the right look at Benny.
I will do have to take one more hit at Milo while we're using his, laundering his attack on Benny Johnson here. I should at least say in the scale of Milo, none of his arguments make any sense. And like he goes on to Tucker last week. And we did a little bit of this, Sam, on the podcast. People should go listen to. But he's like, on the one hand, he's like, gay isn't real. It's nothing. It's just a trauma response. And then on the other hand, he's like, these people are definitely gay. And then Tucker is like asking him, what is gay? And, he doesn't bring up the fact that Tucker admitted that when he was a young person, he had a bathroom encounter where he felt very offended that a gay person had, I guess, come on to him when he's in high school. And that informs his views. So like these guys kind of basically they want to use gay to just shorten it. They want to use gay to advance their factional arguments however they see fit. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I do think that is like the sum of what's happening here, which is that is nobody actually cares about, you know, gay sex in these arguments. None of these people have rigid ideologies around this. None of these people care about, it's not like they have genuine care about Benny's kids or any of that. It's just using it as a cudgel in whatever way is convenient at the moment.
It is notable that in Milo's telling, someone who's been in a gay relationship for a decade, Pete Buttigieg, is faking it. And someone who's been in a straight relationship for a decade, Benny Johnson, is faking it. And they're just, you know, either hiding their sexuality or using it politically for their advantage. So
that is worth noting.
Not going to necessarily go off of exactly Milo alone. George Santos, voice of reason. All right, Will, Tim, appreciate you both. Everyone, subscribe to the feed where we have elevated conversations about homosexuality and the right. Take care.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.